Years ago, a man came to me and he wanted me to pray, and it was about a financial issue because his children, he was not able to pay for their needs, and he was getting frustrated. And he said, Apostle, you need to help me. And I was trying to explain to him, and he said, no. And then he made a statement. He said, you don't know what it means to pay the school fees of two children. Then I looked at him with pity mixed with honor. If two children are giving you this kind of headache, and you see somebody leading a ministry like this, and you are saying to you don't know what it means to pay the school fees of two children, there is nothing sustainable that is by luck. Just have that at the back of your mind. You can have short-term success by luck, but there is nothing sustainable that is by luck. Believe me. Maybe God is speaking to a politician here. You are about to start and someone has been in politics. Even if the person has not succeeded, he has failed enough to be able to help you. Respect failure as much as you respect success. In fact, fear people who have not failed. They are too innocent to counsel you. There is a requisite level of failure you must carry as a badge to balance your understanding in counseling people. Believe me, anybody who comes to you with 100 over 100 is still a child in the school of success. There is a requisite scar that gives you a balanced perspective. Have you failed enough to be able to talk to me? Don't tell me all the stories. I just prayed and the person was healed. I just spoke and they gave me an auditorium. You are not the person to counsel me. I respect you. Carry your results until you learn the other side of life. My goodness, there are people that have failed enough and they can talk to you. When they talk to you, they utter from their pain. Their pain has been turned to wisdom. Every sentence is a life lesson. When you find failures who have become successful, respect them beyond the results you see. A man who tells you, I came to Abuja here and for 5 years I did ministry wrongly. I met false prophets. I dabbled my hands into so many things. But thank God today I'm walking in integrity. Sit down quietly with a notebook and learn how to do ministry right. A woman who tells you, I have been barren for 10 years. Now God gave me 3 sets of twins. Forget the twins and learn wisdom. Don't just respect crowns, respect scars. The wise respect both scars and crowns. Can I encourage someone? Your failure is still an asset. Don't throw it, archive it. It will be one of the qualifiers for your speaking to people tomorrow. God is speaking to someone tonight. Help that woman, please. Apostle, I have cried. I have failed in life. I know what it means to be an irresponsible father. Don't throw that experience. Archive it. One day you will use from that wisdom and mentor an arrogant young man who thinks life is so easy. Most times when we are starting out in life, because of the leverage of prayer, the prophetic, or generally life just playing games with you, you can believe life is so easy and you are wondering, so why are people crying like this? I just got married and 3 months, it's been so rosy. In fact, my wife is the best thing that has happened to me. And you go online and embarrass yourself. And someone who has been married for 15 years, he said, may God help you. After 2 years, you just turn and start saying, life is unpredictable. All these unwise things that people do.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
hope for someone. Do not just respect those who have succeeded alone. Respect those who have failed. Not everybody fails. Respect those who have failed. Failure is an asset when you can turn it to power. Paul said, "Let no man trouble me." It is not only anointing that I have, there are scars. Man of God, that you failed in ministry and came here and sat down now, I know men will laugh at you and say you don't have results. Don't worry. There is a story through your pain that only you can give. There is a time that destiny will make a roll call. Where are those who have failed? Come forward. And you will be the only one to be able to stand and come out. Because your failure has earned you a place in destiny. You know what it means to be attacked. You know what it means to be barren. You know what it means to do ministry for 1 year without anybody sowing into your life. Gentlemen, don't just look for those who live in mansions. Go and look for mama and let her teach you the secret of happiness in a hut. There is something you need to learn, because the money you think will come from the mansion, you will be surprised. You don't know the depression and the drugs that surround those mansions. Sometimes you need to learn from both a king, but you need to learn from the slave that is in his palace. There is something the slave can tell you that even the king does not know. The slave is the one who cleans the palace. He knows what he has seen there. My glory, the lifter up of my head. You're my glory, the lifter up of my head. He's my glory, the lifter up of my head. You are my glory,
the lifter up of my head.
That will be somebody's song.
That you're my glory, the lifter up of my head.
Mama, you may be struggling with four children and none of them seems to have been great. Let them laugh at you. There is a story only you can tell. Continue being diligent, training the children. Let the naysayers keep gossiping. Shame on her. Four children, nobody rising. Don't worry. Let them celebrate their success while you celebrate the art of turning failure to success. Why will the Lord speak to a young virgin through an angel and says, Mary, you are highly favored? And the next thing that follows that woman is pain, controversy. There was nothing in the life of Mary that I have seen that looked like favor. An angel comes from heaven and says, you are highly favored. I would expect the king to call her and say, I had a dream. There is free land for you. As soon as Jesus is born, you become tax-free. That sounds to me like favor. So God calls scar favor. He calls controversy favor. He calls pain favor. Why would you say a woman is high? Ah, God is speaking to someone. Don't listen, you may cry, but don't be embarrassed about your failures again. There is glory through the scar. There is something about the speaking of God, ba, that until you are at your lowest moment, there is something about the voice of God you cannot hear. There is a pain requirement to hear certain things about God. Tonight's message is very deep. For some of you, you really will not understand it this night. You are too innocent. You have been shielded by the sacrifices of others. You may not really understand this. there is a pen requirement that brings out the clarity and the purity of the voice of God. There is a way a man of God fails and fails and fails in ministry, that he goes back and he says, Lord, teach me. When he writes a book about the leadership of the spirit, read it. That pain has purified any flesh and the need to make a name. It's gone. That is the reason why when people go through things and they come out of it, they usually come out with an anointing. Barren for 16 years, laughed at by people. As she gets triplets, it's not only children she got. The day she speaks over you, she will terminate barrenness in a moment, because every time she sees you like the high priest, she's touched with the feelings of your infirmity. Let me tell you the truth. You see, many of you see today that I pray for people and I'm just speaking and you see the power of God. It's not only prayer and anointing, no. There is a pain requirement that has reached down to the bowels of power and has drawn genuine, authentic spiritual power. When I see oppression, I know because I have been oppressed. Counsel. 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 Is someone hearing? You may need to humble yourself. Seek counsel. Godly counsel. Not on wise counsel. Sit down. There has to be a way about my life. Speak to me, God. Speak to me. Speak to me. Ministry has to work. This thing between me and my wife, we're beating ourselves every day, and then everybody will enter his room personally and pray in tongues. It shouldn't be like that.
Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my own claim to carry on new fire today.
The first time we had our crusade, we were owing, we were not much, things did not go well. I knew it was a process, but I said, Lord, we cannot do ministry this way. No, I don't want to live a life where you are preaching and you are owing, you are in trouble. Many people are dying right now. There are many preachers that cannot stand on stage and preach. People just fall down and die like that because of a pile of problems. And I said, I don't want to have to manipulate people. I'm going to encounter a lot of wealthy and influential people. Why do I have to change my sermons because I want to attract favor? There has to be a way. Through desire, a man, having separated himself. Please hear me. For someone right now, what you are hearing from me is not just a preacher. It is pain giving you counsel. Man of God, the way you are doing ministry, you are only going to end up in jealousy and pain, and you will join the queue of frustrated people, and you will think everybody went to collect charm from a herbalist. Retrace your step and go back through the power and the dignity of kingdom integrity. Dig that well and find treasures that last. Are we learning? This is more than preaching tonight, oh. This is the Spirit of God speaking to you. There are many of you, you need to stop what you are doing now. Stop that business, stop that contract, whatever. Just stop and seek counsel. Because your continuing it is about to reschedule another season of pain. Listen to me. Time does not turn ignorance to knowledge. Time does not turn pain to joy. You must bridge time with wisdom. Are we together? Seek counsel. I thought I had God, but the five areas I thought I had God, none of them has produced the result that I want. I think I need to go back and find out. I may be missing something about hearing God. I thought God said I should start ministry. But I started and it looks like it's not God. Let me go back again. 3 days before Koinonia would start in Abuja here, I was still on a retreat, re-verifying again. God, please, is it you? Look beyond my humanity and let me hear from you again. If it is not you, I will cancel it.
Thank you for watching this video. I believe you have been mightily blessed. The Bible said in the beginning, the word was with God. As you have listened to God's word, and I know that your life is greatly blessed. I would like you to drop your comment, share this video, and also do not forget to subscribe. Click on the notification bell to stay updated with every of our content and posts. See you next time. God bless you.